classic rock redefined. There goes Nirvana in bloom on a Thursday. Coming up here shortly, you'll meet another adorable adoptable courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter waiting for you on the Dog and Joe Show Facebook page. Free adoption, vaccinated, neutered, ready to go, chipped. All you got to do is show up, meet them, fall in love with them, and take them home for the holidays. That's going to be waiting on Facebook shortly. Just had a good conversation about millennials. You know, they want to move out to the country because they're scared global warming is going to wash them out of their swank city dwellings. So they're moving out in the country so they can survive some sort of apocalyptic event. And we found out every time we talk about millennials, people always want to call them and go, you know what, I teach my kids this and I teach them that because I don't want them to be like millennials. So for the millennials out there, if in fact you don't have kids already, or if you do, pay attention to these things so your kids grow up better than you. Okay, if you're a millennial, this is your opportunity to make your children better than you are. Give your kids more fortitude. These are 19 things you should be making your children pay for. Okay?
Okay.
These are 19 things your kids should be paying for. And if you want to chime in with what you make your kids pay for, 766-9370. The first thing, and we're not going to do all 19, movies and TV. You should make your kids pay for movies and TV. Yeah, put your headphones on, Albert. Yeah, with money. Even though the Netflix subscription is used by the house, even though you might have a Redbox account, even though it's a free movie, what this says is by charging your kids 50 cents to watch something they want to see is a great lesson, because movies and TV are forms of entertainment that at some point in their life when they get older, they'll have to pay for.
Wow.
Movies and TV.
Not subscribe to that whatsoever.
50 cents. So, like, let's say you're going to get a pay-per-view, you know, like a $7.99 or $8.99 movie. The kids, if they want to see it, they should at least chip in 50 cents or a buck. You don't like that?
No way, Jose.
Albert, do you like that? Do you think that's good, making your daughter pay for a little Cinderella cartoon?
No, because we go to the movies and we watch movies, TV, as a family. It's a family thing.
Okay, so who pays for it, though? Well, I know, mean, your wife does. Yeah, your wife pays for it. Your wife pays for everything. Albert Sugar Mama.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, bro.
Yeah. What do you mean,
little? Don't hate the play. Hate the game.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wear that like a bracelet.
Yeah, Daddy, I want to go see the movie. I want to go right now. Well, we can't, young lady, because your mom's not here and she's got her purse.
Don't let that make you feel bad. Let that make you feel good.
Yeah, where has a badge of honor, my man. That's a badge of honor right here.
That's right. I will one day, hopefully. Man.
I do like this, though, because this is the thing. This is why this little list is cool. Making your kid pay 50 cents, all it's doing is teaching them, hey, these movies and going out and getting the popcorn and the Skittles and the tamales and all, it's not free. So even them giving two quarters, it just puts their headset in the game knowing that entertainment of all levels is not for free. I like this.
I don't like that one at all. Because I got TVs on in every room as soon as I get home.
Okay. Maybe you don't go out to movies then. What about having Digger subsidize some of the electric bill?
No way.
Yeah, come on now. We've watched football all week and we've played video games. It took electricity. Why not give Dad $10 to help me offset the power bill?
Because the problem with the electricity bill at our house is mine. I mean, all the light up things that I have plugged in and running and all. I mean, my electric bill is astronomical because I like to have light up things in every room and TVs on.
You should have Digger help you out with that a little bit.
No,
sure.
No.
Designer clothing and accessories. You think kids should pay for that? According to this list, they should.
Oh, yeah. Designer clothes?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you provide the normal stitches and britches and the normal tennis shoes, but when they say, oh, I want this one.
Yeah, I want the new J's that just came out, you know what I mean? I need, or the Tommy Hilfiger, what's your son likes?
Oh, he likes everything.
Yeah, you know, a Coach backpack or something.
Yeah, anything that he wants like that, that's all done with horse trade deals on the internet. Yeah, that doesn't come out of my wallet. Mm. He wants to do that stuff, and now what he's...
He makes it happen, though.
He does.
He makes it happen. This is not a fair question in my household, because designer clothing probably will not be an option for our family ever. I don't know if my son will ever get to wear it or not, but if he does, he's going to have to steal it.
Hey, Dad, I really, really want that $9 pair of Lee jeans. Will you take me down to JCPenney? They're having a sale on Lee jeans. You know we can't afford that designer crap.
You better ride your bike to Goodwill.
Yeah, but Dad, I want Lee jeans.
Can't even give it some of the Wranglers.
Hey.
Brett Favre wears them, Dad.
He's not even getting Bugle Boys.
Yeah. I like that, though. If your kids want fancy stuff, absolutely. 19 things your kids should be paying for. Candy, gum, and other sweet treats.
No way. These are ridiculous things.
Oh, my gosh.
Who made this list?
This is not me. I did not procure this on my own.
This is insanity. Yeah, these are the 19 things you make your kids pay for if you want them to grow up and kill you. That's what's going to happen. Once you get to be an old person, you got to wear diapers. These kids are gone. Yeah. See you later, Dad.
Remember when you bought me, made me buy that Snickers? You think I'm going to dump your bedpan or change your ass? Yeah. I'm out of here.
How was your life growing up? My dad was a giant jackass. I paid 50 cents a movie and TV program and for candy. I mean, this is ridiculous.
So if you can fill this out here, what this is the DNR pamphlet. You got to read through it, and then you're going to sign off. What's DNR mean? Well, that's do not resuscitate. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, just I want him dead.
Yes, yes. When he dies, keep him that way.
Yeah. You mean these hoses in his nose are keeping him alive? I want him.
What else is on this nonsensical list?
The candy, gum, and other treats, they say, it's good because it's not like legit sustenance. It's a snack.
It's a sweet treat.
It's extracurricular, and we all know what happens when you eat too many sweet treats. Then you got to go to the dentist, and it says, or it should say here, even though it doesn't, they should pay for that too. This one. This is going to be a good one. The good old C word, college. Kids pay for or some of college?
I absolutely. In my household, I did. Excuse me, and I will absolutely help my son like my parents helped me, but yes, you should definitely get in there and pay your loans back and help your parents pay them
back. How much should the parents pay? Like, give me a percentage.
I don't know. Percentage.
60, 40, 50, 50, what should it be?
I'm not sure what my mom and dad did, helped me out a lot, but I did have a lot to pay back, too. So
yeah.
Maybe they did. I don't know what they did.
Albert, did you fit the bill for 100% of...
Oh, 100%. I'm still paying back my loans. And
did you ever go to a community or a state, or did you just go to UCD?
I went straight to UCD. So I went straight to that, then straight to grad school. I paid everything on my own, or still paying everything off.
Give us a grand total all years. What did it cost you? Was it over 70?
Yeah, it was about, it was probably like 65.
Okay, about 65.
Well, maybe, because I'm looking now and I have $50,000 worth of loans, but I graduated.
All years? Even
I graduated
school?
In 2008, right? So I paid off some. So I'm thinking maybe I paid off $10,000, $15,000 so far.
So you got about 50 grand in debt.
Right now.
That you're still paying, well, that your wife's still paying on.
So that didn't cost you 100 grand or more to go to UCD
and
grad school?
Well, now it is. In 2000, I mean, it was still expensive in 2008, but it goes up every single year.
Yeah,
it's been 10
years. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
he got in and out of that for that's really good.
And yeah, now it is, but it was expensive back then.
Like they say, huge jumps. I mean, you go back, 10 years or whatever, I mean, it just keeps climbing. And I love, and I appreciate you sharing that, Albert, when you talk about it, because I love the people out there that either went or are contemplating going, understanding the cost and that you actually paid for it on your own and the enormous debt that you were left with.
Yeah, you paid for it for the rest of your life.
And a lot of people are like, my God, how could UCD still be in business or still be a school? I mean, that guy went there for all those years and he's with Dog and Joe. So that's why we always talk about it. What
hilarious.
A waste of money it was for you.
But man, to answer your question, I have to pay back mine, but my wife, her parents paid all her education. And I've seen how much that has helped her in her life, in her career, and everything else with not having to have that amount of debt overhanging.
So her
over
parents
her head.
Basically paid for her tuition and yours.
Yeah, basically. That's why I love them so much.
That's why I'll help, because I agree with that 100%. Had I been saddled with my entire load, that would have been real hard.
This is the big one, I think, for most Americans right here. It's the college and the kids, and this is where I'm at with it. We're going to help our son as much as we can, but here's the deal, and he knows this. First year, if he wants to go, or second year, if he bounces out at any time, that's all repaid. Whatever we give him to go for those first year, 2 years, if he does not complete it, he's on the hook. Not only for who else he borrows from, but from us.
That's smart.
Because I'm not going without a car. I'm not going without what I'm going to go out and him not complete it.
Yep.
So if he goes a year and finds out, I just want to get a job, well, they pay me back. And then we're all square. But we are going to help him out because you can see how detrimental it was to your wife. You got to give the young ones
huge,
a push. Or else
it helps
gonna,
a lot.
Yeah,
it
they're going to come
so
out
much.
Just underwater. One more here. What about this one? Toys and games. What do you think about paying for toys and games? Should your kids pay for it or should you?
Well, those are gifts. If your kids
are I didn't say anything about gifts. It's just toys and games.
Well, like video games. If they want video games like Red Dead Redemption or something like that, yeah, they should pay for that. When I was a kid, we had to pay for our own Madden. We had to pay for our own NBA 2K. We had to pay for our own Mortal Kombat.
What about Monopoly? Did you ever have to pay for Monopoly?
No.
Did you ever have to pay for a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Okay. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Yeah, I do know what that is.
A little box with all these colors on it? Joe, what do you think? Should kids pay for toys and games?
No. Look, man, I'm probably a bad parent. I spoil Digger. I mean, if he wants it, he gets it. He's our only child. So
that doesn't mean you're a bad parent. I think that means you're a normal parent.
I mean, I'm trying to give him a life that I had growing up. So I really do spoil him pretty bad. But he did want to buy a game or a toy. I think it was a Nerf gun.
Uh-huh.
And he's got birthday money and whatever. So we let him, you know, and tried to teach him the value of what he was spending it on and how it went and whatever else, and made it kind of fun for him. But we didn't make him do it.
I want to secondary this question before we wrap up the toy and game category. Do you force your kid to spend their money on what you think they should buy, or do you allow them just to buy their, like, whatever birthday money? Are they allowed to buy whatever they want, or do you oversee what they purchase?
We gave him a limit because I didn't want him spending hundreds of dollars on something, but yeah, he got to pick out.
So if he's got 20 bucks and there's a toy he can buy for 15, he can buy whatever he wants.
Yeah, we let him spend $40.
Okay.
And this had come from years of birthday money. He had something in mind that he wanted, and it was really important to him to buy it himself. He wanted to do this.
Okay.
So we did. We let him do it, and we said, was it more than $40? No, I don't think it was more than $40 either. I think it was like $29.99 or something like that.
Albert, would you let your daughter, like, let's say she wanted to buy something for $30 and she had $40, could she buy anything she wanted in the toy section?
Well, if it's her money, yes. Like, so if it's her birthday money that she got from her birthday and she wanted to buy whatever she wants, that's her money. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. See, but I'm kind of different because when she gets older, I don't believe in, like, allowance and stuff. So I'm not sure how she's going to get money outside of the birthday.
Have her call my son. He'll tell her how to get it. That's how you become a horse trader. Yeah, because I don't do allowance either.
How do you do, what about, I mean, how do you reward them for chores or whatever?
You don't get rewarded for chores. You're supposed to do chores.
Yeah, how do they make money until they get a job?
They don't make money.
Well, they have to get jobs.
Yeah.
What about when they're like my boy's age or whatever?
I'd like to mow your lawn.
Yeah.
I'd like to rake your leaves.
You figure something out. When I grew up, we had no chores. My dad always said, you're supposed to do this.
Well, no, we had chores, but they weren't jobs.
Sorry, chores.
They weren't paid.
But we didn't have allowance.
Yeah.
He was like,
you just do stuff. And I tell my son, have you ever seen me give your mom money for doing the laundry? Have you ever seen me cash a check for mowing the lawn? Have you ever seen checks for this come in? Take that trash out. Pick up the dog poop. That's what it's called, duties. It's called living.
You live here. You're supposed to clean up.
You gotta contribute.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at too.
My boy earns game time with it.
What, the game time? Yeah.
Well, that works. You know what I mean? Game time.
I give allowances. Like, I'll give money for chores. His life's gonna be easy.
Because my parents are like,
I'm not lying to you.
And you know what? If in fact we're here in 30 years, I can't get him out of the house. You know what? Now I'm in the spare room. Digger's got the main quarters. I'm just, you know, I got this little small room in the back, and it's his house now.
And you see how millennials are created? It's from people like Joe.
Not at all.
See, people get mad at us when it's actually you guys that we should be mad at because you guys created us.
He knows the value of it. He just don't have to do it.
Toys and games, much like candy and the other things, it says here, if in fact the toys and games are going to be purchased and they don't have a birthday money or whatever and they just want it, like they're at the checkout, I want this, they should have to pay for it, if not all, a small contribution. And back to the way that we would do it is, if my son wanted something and he said, I want to save up to buy this, but then he got lazy and he couldn't make it to the $100 mark or the $80 mark and he only had 20, I made him wait. And my wife and I, we would make him wait. He'd say, I don't want that thing now. We'd say, nope, you said you did, and we know you did. You're not going to buy this crappier toy because you wanted that one. Keep saving. And in the long run, he was always thankful that we made him do that, even though it was hard to get him there. So we'll do some more of these coming up. I want to hear what parents make their kids pay for. 766-9370. We'll do some Tom Petty and come back. More of the list.